Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis.
And I'm drunk.
He is drunk.
Yeah. I am too. It's a drunk episode.
It is.
We told you all about it, and now we're telling you in real form with our words.
This is going to be a special episode. Two parts. Two parts posted in one day.
One part posted in one day, and two parts posted in the second day, where we post two parts. Yes. It's about a friendship breakup that's honestly impacted us and the friendship that was involved for 3 years.
We've been talking about this on the show for a while.
Honestly, we've Francis wanted to talk about this the moment we started a radio show. I mean, he's meeting right now, but he's agreeing with me right now. So, background information while Francis is sneezing his life out. We had a friend group, you guys may have heard. We reference it quite often. It didn't work out, and that's fine, because you know what? We're our own people. We have independent thoughts and feelings about things and stuff. And Francis was like, hey, we should make that episode. And I said, Francis, no, that's a sore spot. But now it's not a sore spot because I'm a grown-ass woman. And I don't feel sore about anything other than the truth. And I thought, the truth is what you people want.
Also, we are like several drinks in. Mm-hmm. Two shots of Fireball, I think. And then we've split an entire bottle of champagne. So We're quite liquored up, and we're ready to speak our truths now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get to it, Alana. Let's speak those truths that we've been meaning to speak.
Let's get started. So where did we start from the last episode? So once upon a time, we had friends.
Their names are Caroline and Long.
Daryl and Carol.
Caroline and Long.
Daryl and Carol. So Daryl and Carol were our friends. And there was two of them and two of us. So we were four people. And we all were hanging out a lot. And it was, excuse you. And that was really fun. And then Alana, it became not fun.
Alana is so drunk that she...
Drunk to myself.
She tapped her glass that she's drinking her champagne out of and told it, excuse you. So let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
So Alana was...
Daryl and Carol.
Alana was friends with Carol back in college. Mm-hmm. And I was friends with Daryl back when I was in college. And when Alana and I started our friendship, we were like, oh, we have these two friends.
Yeah.
We would be great as a group together.
Yeah.
And we brought all four of us together and... We ended up as a friend group. Like, we just all started hanging out collectively.
Yeah.
As a friend group. And it was fine, and it was dandy for about 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Mm-hmm. And things were good until one day we noticed that, hey, maybe Daryl and Carol would be good together.
Yes. Folks. It was our thought before it was other people's thoughts.
Right.
Which so I'm not ready to admit to the internet. But now I'm admitting it. I'm sorry, internet.
So we thought that they would be good together. And yeah. And this is, think about like October of that year. That's when we started.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, devising ways of how we could get these two to start dating. And during this time, I went to the Philippines, I think, around that time, right? I was
December
in the Philippines.
Of that year, yeah.
I went to the Philippines, and yeah. Alana
stayed behind to watch the crew.
Stayed behind. She facilitated a date between the three of them.
Yeah, where she was just date.
where she was just the third wheel to their obvious like romance.
They loved hanging out together. I just you know it wasn't fabricated at all. You would see them together and you thought that's a cute fucking couple. And also that'll get people out of our heads, our hair, because Francis and I are the one true friendship of forever.
Well, so that's another topic. But
oh, sorry. Come on, open it, dude. So anyway, we had a friend group, and Daryl and Carol, they were a great part of it. But it became clear that they weren't the only part of the friend group that was important. You know? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Francis and I had a great connection as a human, two human beings in this world called the world.
We're, okay, well, we've skipped ahead a couple of spots. Yeah, so.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, we took a break, but.
I got nerds and he got peanut M&Ms, so we good.
Yeah, we're all over the place. So Alana had facilitated a three-way date between them, but it was pretty obvious that it was just a Carol and Daryl love story at that point. And so we kind of let them be, hoping the seeds of love would just blossom between the two. And come New Year's Eve, we come to find out that Daryl had asked Carol out on a date. And the reason we knew this was because Carol texts us frantically asking what she should do because she doesn't want to date Daryl. And
you're skipping a whole other part where we had New Year's Eve plans and we did not include them.
Okay, well, I'm trying to not make us seem like douches.
We already are, though. Yeah, so we had New Year's Eve plans that we were like, hey, so we're going to go to these New Year's Eve plans, which we know you are interested in going to, so don't come. And so in hopes that they would hang out with each other, and then they did. And then we found out they had feelings for, well, one of them had feelings for each other. It was New Year's Day that shit got real.
Anyways, that kind of facilitated the breakdown of the friendship group. We had a big talk January 15th-ish, around mid-January.
Yeah.
And it was then that Carol said that she probably doesn't want to be friends with Daryl anymore. Like, she just couldn't because of, how awkward
things would be. Well, she felt like he was always going to be in love with her, which, like, girl.
Yeah, get over yourself.
It's not about you.
I know.
Like, life is not about you.
Yeah, you and, dumb like, bitch.
It's about me. It's about me.
It's actually about Alana.
Thank you. God. Like, I'm so glad you get it. But, like, actually about, though, it's about rainbow M&Ms, M&Ms, and peanut M&Ms. And, like, for real, though, it's not about you. And that was the destruction of our friend group.
So.
Yeah.
So. Our friendship group broke up after that talk.
Yeah, because, like, some people thought it was all about them. But it's, what you'll quickly find out, it's all about me and not about them.
And so another thing you'll find out is that not only did we facilitate this, Are you okay?
You didn't tell them how we facilitated anything. We're innocent in this whole matter.
Yeah, we're innocent in that we did not want them to be in the friend group anymore.
Yeah!
We just wanted the friend group to be myself and Alana.
Like, guys, you're listening to this radio show host show because you believe in Francis and Alana, just, like, only us and not anyone else. And in order to do that, we had to get rid of the extra. So
the extra baggage.
Okay, can we back up? We thought they would be pretty fucking cute together. Okay, we didn't realize that they were not at all.
For real, we did think that they'd be great together.
Like, honestly, but like, also, Carol flirted with Daryl.
But also the primary motive was to get them away from us. Like, admit that.
Oh, yeah. No, it was 100%.
Sorry, yeah. Alana's got nerds in her mouth. She can't record without pawing through candy, so you know.
That's a future episode. But, I mean, yeah, we really thought they would be cute, really cute together. And then they, like, did not work out. And it turned into a whole other thing. Like,
well, so, like, let me
Daryl
ask.
Daryl didn't like Daryl because he didn't, like, have his shit together, but, like, bitch, you didn't have your shit together either.
Well, so let me ask you this. Why has it taken us so long for us to admit this on the air? I mean, this is gold.
I don't think anyone listening would say this is cool. They would probably say this is a hot mess with two drunk
this
people
is fucking eating gold.
Peanut M&M and rainbow nerds.
If Daryl and Carol were listening right now.
You mean Melissa McBride and Norman Reedus? Fuck yeah, it'd be fucking gold.
I mean, Caroline and Long.
Yeah, and also Tara Sands. So guys, like, please press that like button if you think that Tara Sands should be a guest on our show. Like, that's really what's important is, like, should Tara Sands be a guest on our show? Yes or no? C or no? No is no in Spanish.
Tara, if you're listening.
Tara, you're not listening, but, like, if you were, continue your thought. So what I would say, Francis, that got really weird was where things got weird with the friend group, right? So we broke up and that was sad and whatever.
Breaking up is a very generous term. We all ghosted each other.
We did. Well, so my birthday happened shortly thereafter the friendship breakup. I received cupcakes from Carol. And I thank her, of course. I'm like, oh my god, thank you so much. You're so sweet. And, like, I did some Instagram posts, some social media, whatever, because that's, you know, I'm a millennial. What are you going to do? And she goes, yeah, well, you know, they're really expensive. And I had to stay in the lane. And I'm like, why didn't you just order online? Like, what? And she almost is trying to make me feel bad about receiving cupcakes I did not ask for on my birthday that she had delivered to my work. I mean, Francis, like, have you ever ordered a gift for someone and you, like, text them after, well, you know, it was really expensive after the fact? Like, no. Did you say that?
No, it was weird. It was weird.
Why was it weird?
It was weird because she was, like, fishing for a thank you or something, you know? Like, more than what you had already given her.
Right, because I had thanked her. Because I'm not, like, a totally senseless monster.
Yeah.
But it was just weird because she's like, send me these cupcakes and then tried to make me feel bad about receiving them on my birthday.
Well, so the weird thing after the friendships were that we didn't want them in the friend group anymore because they were kind of negative people. And yeah. So Carol didn't have nice things to say about anybody, anything. She's just constantly negative. And Daryl was kind of like a Eeyore. In fact, we referenced him as Eeyore when we tried to break up with him in person. And we just, Alana and I are, like, just so positive and great and awesome people.
Perfect.
We're just really nice, I guess. And
yeah.
Yeah. And after the friendship breakup, we just didn't want to be around our friends anymore.
Yeah, we kind of knew what life had in store for us, and it didn't have them part of the storage
yeah, it
unit
was just,
that we were entering into, like, the new storage unit of our lives.
It was
really
just me and Alana, really.
Forever and ever. And, you know, I don't think there's any reason why we should be ashamed of that, because we're fucking great, and we're funny, and we're great, and we're funny. And, like, you know, if someone doesn't get that, like, then what do they get?
So, the funny thing is, we don't really know how to break up with either of our friends, Carol or Daryl. Carol is still talking to Alana after the friendship breakup, and Daryl is still speaking to both myself and Alana, but neither of us really know how to just say, nope, let's stop being friends with you. I mean, we facilitated this friendship breakup, and we're letting Daryl believe that it's his fault, but we also just want to get rid of you guys. Like, how do we do that? And, yeah, like, we ended up with, kind of, like, shitty ways of doing it.
What was the shitty way? I think,
the shittiest way was telling Daryl that he was the Eeyore of the group. And
that was pretty funny. We, like, had planned to talk about how he was a Winnie the Pooh character. And he was like, yeah, totally. I mean, you guys are, like, the sun, and we're just all, or you know, planets orbiting around you. I'm like, no, but you're Eeyore though. Shut the fuck up.
No, he was like, oh, so let's all figure out
what planet we are. And we're like, no, but you're characters. Eeyore though. Shut the fuck up. That's our archetype.
No, I was like, Winnie the Pooh, you're a Kanga.
Oh yeah, I was Kanga because I'm a woman. I don't know if you guys know this, but I have breasts, and I have a vagina, and I'm a woman. And, like, apparently, the only thing... There's someone that's yelling right now. I'm sorry. They're being fucking rude. Excuse you, sir!
Alana.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to record. So, he thought I was Kanga because, like, I have reproductive organs that produce life. And, you know, I'm not Kanga. I'm Alana Hackis. Oh, I shouldn't say my last name. Oh, even though I tag myself on Instagram. But anyway. What matters is that he's Eeyore and the friend group is dead. We ghosted each other and it was pretty funny. Was it not funny?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's like looking at me. He's like, it's not funny. I'm laughing, but he's not laughing. Why are you not laughing, Francis?
Well, so there was this photo, or this photo of myself, Alana, and Carol that got taken when Alana and Carol were in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we didn't invite Daryl. Like, not because we didn't want him there. This was, like, when our friendship group was still going strong. But it's just because out of circumstance, Carol and Alana were in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we all took a picture together.
Yeah.
And Daryl painted the paint, he was a great artist. He painted the photo and put it on a canvas. And we didn't realize it until maybe a little bit later that he did that as a way to say, like, wow, I don't appreciate you guys
hanging out by yourselves without me.
Yeah, like, it was his passive aggressive way of just kind of like throwing that moment back at our faces. And I kept it. I hung it up. I, like,
yeah,
prominently displayed it in my apartment.
And then tell them all what happened.
And
next, after
the friendship group, after we decided that we wanted to, like, be done with Carol and Daryl, I proposed to Alana that we should burn it.
Yeah. Well, first he said, let's paint over it and paint our own painting of fucking friendship. And I said, I think that's a little more difficult than you think it is. And he said, okay, well, let's just, like, garbage it. Let's, like, burn it in your backyard. And I said, I think that's illegal to just start fires in, like, the backyard.
It's not, but...
But it is, emotionally. And then we decided, you know, maybe... What if we, like, painted something else? We don't want to go... We don't want the canvas to go to waste. And then I talked to my artist friend who's like, that's a little weird. We should probably just give back the art that person gave you. Because you know what? I bet they want it. And I'm like, I don't know if this guy wants it because it's a picture of, like, us in a night where we didn't invite him. Like, but it wasn't because he was like that. It's just,
I mean, that's what happened. And keep in mind that this is at a point in time where Alana's already just done with Daryl. She doesn't want to see him anymore.
Oh, and Carol.
And Carol. And so, yeah, like, she doesn't want to see him anymore. She, has no desire to interact with them. And so I'm here, like, trying to pawn off this painting to him. And, yeah, Alana doesn't want to do it with me. And so it turns out to be a very awkward situation where I give him back the painting, and he thinks we're still seeing each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, goodbye, Log. It's been a great friendship.
Holy shit. I don't remember that. Did you?
Because you weren't there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You canceled.
I did cancel. I was like, why do I need to be there for you giving back his painting? Because my mom said, that's not a nice thing to do. And I said, Ma, you don't know what nice is because you're a crazy lady. So that was my day today.
And then she didn't end up showing up. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm a terrible friend.
Well, So that's it, folks. You've heard about our secret.
Did we finish that topic?
Yeah. I mean, it's
that's good.
Finished in my mind. Finished in my heart.
I mean, I feel like we covered all the important bases.
Yeah, we've got closure now. Yeah. Like, we can move on.
Right. And so let us know in the comments below, which this isn't a YouTube video, so I don't know how you would leave those in the comments below, about, you know, what friendship breakup have you been through, and how dramatic was it, or anticlimactic was it?
Or let us know if we're, like, actually the monsters here, you know?
Yeah, like, do you think that we set them up for failure, or do you think they set themselves up for failure?
I mean, keeping in mind that they're terrible, shitty people.
Did we touch on that in our episode? I feel like we did not touch on that at all.
We did a little.
Oh, that's good. And also, just so you guys know, we update our episodes once every 2 weeks. So that's once every 14 days. And, you know, you can find us on Google Play and Apple Podcasts, as well as our Instagram handle, huaf.productions.
And until next time, folks,
the best ship to sail on is friendship.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.